Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom, taking a look at the last Mishnah, the seventh Mishnah of the sixth Perek, continuing with issues of disputes and which lead to Shvuot over Modev Miktzat and the Shvuot HaDayanim that comes in its wake. And we're going to look at a particular problem, which is Amalver Chavira Al HaMashkon. If a person lends money and gives collateral, viavad hamashkon, and now the collateral is lost, amarlo selayel viticha v'shekel ayashaveh. So in this whole set of cases, we're working on the base case where the loan itself was a sela, and everybody agrees to that. So he says selayel viticha v'shekel ayashaveh, meaning that the lender says, I lent you a sela, and the collateral was worth half of that, which means he's admitting that he's lost half of the debt, but that he is still owed half. V'hala amer loki ela selvi tani ela v'sela yashavet. The borrower says no. It was worth a sela, as was the loan, which means you've lost everything, and I don't have to pay you at all. Patur. He's patur from the Shua because he's denying everything. Sela viticha la v'shekel yashaveh, if the lender makes the same claim. V'alo omer lo ki ela sel v'itare ala v'shloshah dinarim yashaveh. He says, no, it was worth 3 dinarim, which means 3 quarters, and the difference between them is 1 dinar, 1 quarter of the cost. Then, chayav, because there is a hodah b'miktzat. Now, sela v'tani ala v'shtayim yashaveh. Let's flip it. We all agree the loan was sela, but the borrower says the mashkon was worth twice that. V'lomer lo ki ela sel v'ticha ala v'sela yashaveh. He says, no, the mashkon was worth exactly the same. Patur, because now he's denying all the debt. Sela v'tani alav u'shtayim ayashaveh. Again, same scenario. V'alomer lo ki ela sela v'tich alav chamisha dinarim ayashaveh. The malva says, no, it was worth 5 dinarim, which instead of owing you a full sela, I owe you 1 quarter of that. Then chayav. Okay, uminishpa, who is the one who takes the oath? Misha pikadon etzlo, the one who was holding the pikadon. Shami shavazev yotzi alat pikadon. Meaning, the balabayit, the lender, always has to take the oath, because otherwise the borrower could take the oath, and the lender will suddenly say, oh, I found the pikadon, and it's not worth as much. Okay, so now, hey, that last comment is an explanation for what part of the Mishnah? Ilema seifa, if it's about the case of the seifa, where the malva is the one who owes some money, and the question is how much? Typically, the shvul gavi malva. In any case, he has to take the oath. Shmuel said, no, it's referring to the first case in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees it's on the Resha. My Resha, which Resha? Sefer to Resha, meaning the second half of the first clause. Selvi viticha la v'shekel yashaveh v'lo omer lo ki ela sel v'tani ala v'shlosha dimei yashaveh chayav. In other words, the love still has to take a shvua over the fact that he does not owe a shekel, but rather half of that, a dinar, because of the disagreement about the value of the mashkon. The shvua gabe lovehu. The shvua really belongs to the loveh. Reshaklu arabonim miloveh shadu almalveh. The rabbanim took it away from him and put it on the malveh because of a concern that if the loveh takes the oath, then the malveh pulls the pikadon out. Now, hashtu demar Ravashi, but Ravashi had a ruling that said, kaimalan, zenishpa she'ina b'shuto, v'zenishpa kamashaveh, that both of them have to take an oath. The malva has to take an oath that he doesn't have it, and the lova has to take an oath how much it was worth. Hachi kamar, this is how it should read. Minishpa tchila, the Mishnah really reads, who takes the first oath? Mishapiket on it slow. Meaning, the order which you do it in is first the malva takes the oath he doesn't have it, then the lova takes the oath that its value. Of course, in the seifa, there's only one oath, which is the malva. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Hayman de Ozfe Alfa Zuze Lechavre. If a guy lends $1,000, Zuzim. Umishken le Kata de Magla. And he gave him a mashkon of the handle of a scythe. something worth much less. Avad kata demagla, if it's lost, avad alfa zuze, the guy loses 1,000 zuz. Why? Because the assumption here is that the mashkon was given as payment, or as protection for payment. Mashkon's gone, payment's gone. Aval tarti katati lo, but if he gives him two, we don't say that each is worth 500. Of course, if you lose both, then same deal, it's all lost. Nachman Amari took it one step further. Afilu tarta katate, even if he gives him two. Havar chara vil chamishmea, you lose one, that's 500 down the drain. Havar idach havar kule, lose the other one, it's all gone. Havar kata v'naschalo, not if you give him two different items, one, this handle of a scythe, the other, a piece of silver. But nardei amri afilu kata v'nascha, even in that case, if you give him two, havar nascha havar palga, if he loses the silver, that's half. Havar kata havar kule, you lose the scythe handle, then he lost it all. Now let's test this. Tanan, selviti chalav shekel yashaveh, lomer loki ela selvitani alav shloshadim yashaveh. Again, the seifa of the resha, chayav. So lemalei hakavilte, why doesn't the love just say to the malve, hey, you got the shmashkon, you lost it, the debt's canceled? The answer is matnitid vidaparish. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he explicitly said, I'm accepting this per its value and not as full payment. Shmuel but a low parish. So Shmuel and the Nardei and Rav Nachman and the Nardei are all talking about a case where you gave the mashkon without saying anything, and the base assumption is that it stands in for full value. Now lema katanoi, it sounds like this should be subject to machloket tanaim. Hamalver chaver al mashkon ve'avar mashkon. So if you lend, make a loan with a mashkon and the mashkon's lost, yishavavi told ma'otav to Rav Elazar. Elazar says that the balabait is off the hook. He should take an oath that he didn't abscond with the mashkon, and he collects everything, we think. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yacholu Shemarlo, Klumna Vatani Elo Mashkon. The Lova could say to the Malve, you lent me money with for a mashkon. Havara mashkon of Duma Otecha. Once the mashkon is gone, you've lost. So it sounds like Shmuel says exactly Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Elazar is opposed. Avala Malve El of Zuz Bishtar, Vinyach Mashkon Viado, but if there's a star, and he gave him mashkon. Everybody agrees that if the mashkon is gone, the maot are gone. Now, echidami. Let's see what the case is. If the mashkon is worth the amount of the loan, my time at Rabbi Elazar. Why would Rabbi Elazar say that you didn't lose your rights to collection as the malve? It must be a case where it's worth less. Over to Shmuel, coming Paul again, they're disagreeing about whether Shmuel's halacha is accepted, which is when you give something of much lesser value, does it still maintain the worth of the loan because it was accepted as a mashkon, unless you explicitly say differently. Lo, b'delo shavi, we'll take it back, kuliyama late lahuda Shmuel. In this girsa, everybody does not accept Shmuel. Nobody accepts Shmuel. If it's worth less, you can still collect what your amount. The machlok Rav Elazar Akiva is talking about a case where it is worth the value of the loan. Uvar Rabbi Yitzchak Kamipaga, they're disagreeing about whether to accept the famous adage of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Minan the Balchov, Shikon Mashkon, how do we know that a Balchov acquires the Mashkon and it's his? Shinemar, when you give back the Mashkon every evening to the poor man, Ulachati et Staka, you, the Balchov, are considered to have done Staka. If he doesn't own it, where's that stock up? That's how we know that he owns it. So it sounds like Rabbi Yitzchak is subject to the machloket Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees with him. The Balchov is Kona the Mashkon. He lost the Mashkon. That's it. The Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he's just Shomer like a Shomer Pikadon. Matispera, let's think about this. Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is picking up on a pasuk when you take a pledge at the time of collection, not the time of the loan. Mishkan v'shat halva mi'amar, but since when does Rabbi Yitzchak say that when you take collateral at the time of the loan, that's really like a payment that you owe, that you own? El mishkan shelo v'shat halvato kuliyama lo pligi de'it le'd Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody accepts Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha when you take a pledge later than the loan. The machloket here is when you took the mashkon at the time of the loan. They're disagreeing about a different issue, which is, what's the status of a Shomer Aveda? Meaning, you who are holding the Mashkon, what's your status as a Shomer? Because you're basically holding something for somebody else that you're going to return to them when everything clears up. Deitmar, famous Machloket Shomer Aveda, Rabba Omer, Kishomer Chinam. Rabba says, you're a Shomer Chinam if you're watching an Aveda. Rav Yosef Mar Shomer Sachar Dami. It's really a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because Rav Yosef points out that since you're doing a mitzvah of watching the Avedah, you're exempt from other mitzvot, including giving tzedakah to an ani. And that money that you saved is your sachar. Oh, so lemi Rav Yosef Tanoi. So it sounds like now Rav Yosef's halacha is a machloket Tanaim of Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva. Lo, b'shomer Avedah kol yamalo itlu to Rav Yosef. Everybody accepts Rav Yosef's halacha. If you're really a Shomer Avedah, you found something and you're watching it, everybody is your Shomer Sachar. We're talking about a case where the Malva wants the Mashkon. The Mashkon is a tool he needs. Mar Savra Mitzvah Kavid, Rabbi Akiva says he is still doing a mitzvah by lending the money, and therefore he's still a Shomer Sachar. Mar Savra La Mitzvah Kavid, Rabbi Lazar says no, he wanted the Mashkon. Therefore he's not doing a mitzvah. Therefore, he's not a Shomer Sachar anymore. He's a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, he lost it. He lost it. And therefore, he doesn't owe it back. And again, the entire piece is when it's exactly the value of the loan. So, Lema Ketanoi, it sounds like this issue is a Machloket Tanaim about Shemitah. Remember, if you lend money and Shemitah comes, the debt gets canceled. But if you lend it with a Mashkon, it's not canceled. It's sort of one of the versions of what ends up being a Prusbul. Now, Malvin Chaver al Mashkon, v'nichlitz ha-shmita. So let's say you lent money with a Mashkon and Shmita came. Af apisha eno shaveh al apalga, even though the Mashkon is worth only half or some other fraction of the loan, eno meshamet. The loan still doesn't cancel. The Mashkon anchors it. Divir Rabban Shimon Gamliel. If you don't see Omer, im hayam mashkono keneged chovo, only if it's worth the value, eno meshamet, then it anchors it. V'im la meshamet. If not, then it still cancels. So Mayan Mashamitakamar Tanakama, Mashem Gamliel said it doesn't cancel Elam Kenegdo. You mean it only doesn't cancel the value of the loan corresponding to the value of the Mashkon, but the rest is cancelled? Hadurasisavar Kenegdo of Nami Mishamit? So Bihuda Nanasi would say even the value of the Mashkon, even that gets cancelled in the loan? Alamai Tofis Mashkon. Then what's the point of the guy giving him taking a Mashkon? Think about this. If you're going to lend money, and it's before Shemitah, so to ensure you get your debt paid, you take a Mashkon, but the Mashkon is not worth the value, then according to Rabbi Yonah Nasi, why take it at all, if in any case the whole thing gets canceled? The Lav Keneged Kulo. The Machloket is whether or not the entire thing is still maintained. Over to Shmuel Kamipalgi, and they're disagreeing basically about Shmuel's halacha, which is, does a Mashkon now represent full value of the loan, or really its own inherent value? Lo, liolam kenegdo. We're talking about a case, we're talking about a machloket, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yonah Nasi, about the corresponding value. Uvahakami palgi, Tanakama sava kenegdo. Tanakama says that the corresponding value is not mishamet, but the rest is. Rabbi Yonah Nasi Savar Kenegdo Nami Meshamet. He says everything is canceled. Udika Amrat Lamai Tofis Le Mashkon. Said, why did the guy take a Mashkon if he's going to lose the whole debt anyways? The answer is Liasichron Dvarim Balma. So that they should remember that there was a loan taken out. Maybe before Shemitah, the guy will be encouraged to pay it back. If not, he'll have a Mashkon and he'll say, you know what? You weren't a very responsible, borrower, etc. Okay, Adranalach Shuat Tadayanin. We have, Baruch Hashem, successfully concluded the study of the sixth perek of Masechet Shavuot. Looking forward to beginning the seventh perek in the next podcast. And everybody should have a wonderful day.